You're listening to Roundtable. South Koreans love their stress cafes. New places of respite are popping up in one of the world's most overworked and underslept countries. The cafes are a balm for a sleep-deprived population that works some of the longest hours in the developed world. It's quite interesting what these stress cafes are offering.
Well, according to the Atlantic newspaper, customers describe these establishments as a slice of home within the city, except better. They typically consist of living rooms that give off a lazy weekend morning vibe, complete with magazines, board games, televisions, playing anime, dramas, popular TV shows, or sports. And they also have snug, soft-lit bedrooms. And the patrons enjoy everything from hammocks and mental health counseling to the aroma of the forest with oxygen generators, since the AQI in Seoul hasn't been too well these days. And for relaxation, the cafes also give massages, and there's cubicles containing heated beds and beanbag chairs.
Wow, sounds so high-end and deluxe.
Absolutely. Tea and coffee and other beverages are served along with easy listening tunes from the 70s and 80s and 90s. Sounds like my kind of place. I love the 90s. That's the time that I grew up, and the type of music I love, it's the best. So, with prices ranging from 6,000 to 13,000 yuan, which is about 35 to 77 renminbi, including beverages, visitors can have an hour of relaxation.
I particularly like this description in the Atlantic newspaper that the place looked like the marriage of an infirmary and an office place, and that gives birth to a spa.
Mm.
So it's very vivid to describe a place where people can lay back and enjoy a moment of quietness and silence and just be relaxed.
Well, when I was there, I had friends that would work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And they would finish around 10 p.m. And overtime was very common in Korea. And of course, you had the drinkings that you had to do with your managers at the end of work. So
that's mandatory?
Oh, yes. A lot of the managers would demand that they would, the workers would come out and have a drink of soju. So a lot of people there, they're just lacking in sleep. And it's just, I remember walking through some of the malls and they had a lot of these massage chairs everywhere. And they would just be, you would have to wait because they would all be unavailable and people would just sit there and get massaged. And in America, you just never see that. You only see those in like furniture stores. But in Korea, they were everywhere.
That's quite interesting. Also, I think a different understanding of privacy. Because if it's a massage chair, if it's really that good, I'd be making noises. And I don't think I want to do that in public. And I certainly don't want people to see me when I'm fully relaxed in a fat chair. So, but, and on top of that, the stress cafe, which seems to become popular in South Korea, it says a lot, I think, in a way, reflecting what society is like and work culture and pressure that people are carrying.
Right, it's pretty intense there, but apparently this isn't a new trend in the country. Traditionally, they were called tabangs, and the cafes grew popular in the 1930s and served up sugary coffee, and there was a place for quiet conversation, occasional poetry readings, and political debates, and DJs. So apparently this has been in their society for a long time. And with, the recent surge of Starbucks all over the country, they kind of got away from it for a while. But since with all the pressure, the added pressure, they're starting to go back to what's traditional. And these dabangs are popping up all over the city.
I think it makes sense to have something or some places like that for people to go and enjoy some free time and perhaps to sort of have an office setting that is different from the office per se, because there are occasions when, say, when you're on a business trip and you go to a different city and there's something you have to do on your laptop and you're looking desperately for a place where you can have that done, but actually you find, at least in Beijing, in western part, where we are, it's very hard to find a place like that. And you can see every time you can find a place like that, it's always crowded. So at least we know there's a market for that kind of service.
Absolutely.
And they're saying that this service is called a healing industry or a fast heel market.
Right.
Yeah, and it just feels like we're capitalizing on everything.
Yeah, the biggest chain is called Mr. Healing and has opened about 110 branches across the country since 2015.
Hmm. Well, living in Beijing and many, I suppose, big cities here in China, people are not short of stress. Mm. So maybe this can become something that Chinese people would enjoy too. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.